But it's, we clearly have, we're sensing the overflow. No, but we were, they're gonna run some ads and stuff, which would go wrong, but it would have been a good idea if it turned out. But I just think it's safe to run the overflow, well, regularly, very strong, say, oh, what are you saying? It's very good, but it's being done here, terrible. Certainly helps to be able to avoid the violence if they kind of intend to pump cars on me. It's really good, calm on. I was just, no, very calm on, McGovern, and you have to call off the dogs.
They've done that, and they've caused one McGovern campaign people to post $1 million bond. To identify any injury to the innocent guests of the dinner, or the hotel, might be harmed by the government administration.
Who did that at all?
That was somebody out in California. Our, somebody in our election headquarters.
That's pretty good.
Damn good idea. And the McGovern people answered it and said, no, we can't post $1 million bond. But we've tried to turn all the people off. It's one where, you know, it's equally, it's not nearly as serious or buildable as the Watergate, but it's equally stupid to our Watergate. I mean, you know, it's just sucked up.
They let these phone calls come in down here for you. Well, of course, you didn't have that to get out of it.
Yes, sir.
California.
No, it's out here. It's all, it's been in the news here, and it's been, it was on the radio this morning. They're, because they're keeping a plot going about whether they're going to post the bond or not, whether the police. Police are going to have adequate troops to be able to deal with it. And it's the key thing now, all I was after, and we've gone a little beyond that, but I think it's good. We've gained so far, we don't want to go too much beyond it. All I was after was to lay the groundwork so that it was absolutely clear if there was a demonstration that we could then, you know, it could be turned to the. I'm afraid now we'd probably build up where there has to be a demonstration, but I think there probably would have been.
Well, there was going to be.
They were mobilizing 20,000 people. That was their plan. The police estimate is 1,000. And that's another side of it, is that it can't win on it. Nobody shows up and shows a demonstration. This will fit. San Francisco one has, and it's good because there is no evidence of McGovern involvement in San Francisco, and I frankly would doubt that there was any. But it rubs off on them. You know, in California, why? Why don't it rubs off all over anywhere? I mean, it's,
yeah.
It shows that that's one of their basic tactics. So from now on, for a while, anytime there's one that demonstrated where it's McGovern headquarters or something. Because he's trying to play the same line on us.
We're, well, ours are not final.
No.
That's the main point.
Ours are marvelous. They
debate, but they do not, they're not throwing any rocks or anything, are they?
No, sir.
No, sir.
I had a whole point. I had a fascinating thing, an interview with our kids at Billings, Montana, where there was quite a crowd of his supporters out. And they were just nice-looking people with 4 more years and Nixon now. Signs, you know, things like that. And the reporter went over and said, what are you going to do if the government people come over and start hassling you if they don't like it? He said, we'll just put down our signs and step aside. And the guy said, well, are those your orders? Are those your instructions? The kid said, we don't have any instructions. That's just the kind of people we are. That ended that.
Plus, they're having trouble finding any factories that they dare walk to now.
Yes,
sir. That's what, that's now considered to...
They've dropped factory
tours. They've dropped factory tours. That's all in Columbus. Wait, that's still cropping up in the... I noticed in today's news, I think a whole lot of people still referring to that. I think we'll see more references.
I think our kids, well, the way they're playing it, are perfectly good. I think it's logical. Now, there are some anti-McGovern signs, but those are not Nixon people. They're other people who are out there.
The main, I would hope they would not try to shout it out. I
They don't. They don't shout at all. They don't even shout for more years. Once in a while, they will be coming in or something. They'll give a little for more years. They don't do any heckling.
They should never try to break up a meeting. Never try to shout it out.
They don't. That's pretty cool. They don't. And they're
right.
That interview, you know, we were talking, I suppose, on that Laura Kelly piece, but then, which was a lousy piece of journalism, frankly. I talked to the defense about it today.
Well, I guess those people, Tom Jones,
yeah,
was one of them they quoted.
I'll see Tom tonight. I'll see him tomorrow night. I'll see Rockwell, I'm sure.
But he's over.
But not his flight manager.
That's right. His flight manager would be shaped up.
I heard. Well, I'm going to show him. I'm going to take, I've got the book. Just gonna take it and show the guy.
Show what they do with
the best thing in that though is a quote from the union guy from the Lockheed plant, who says, "I don't believe those business people are giving the Republicans a lot of money. They're too dumb to do that. They're not smart enough."
Well,
and I'm gonna show that to the guy and say, he's exactly right. The unions know which side their bread's buttered on. They know what to do, but you bastards sit here and don't do anything.
Right.
And then when you do say something, you damn us with faint praise, and so that the guy can say, Jones, something.
They're gonna shape up, and I'm scared of them.
Tom Jones is not more against government for Nixon. Tom Jones is super strong for Nixon.
But the article said that.
The article said it because when the guy said, well, you know, what? Why are you supporting Nixon or something? He said, well, I think the government is nuts or something like that. So that gave him a way to turn. The point is they aren't smart. Just exactly what that union guy said.
That aerospace industry is a half a dozen people that have been in sophistication.
Well, and they're so
stupid.
God damn. You know, they scream and just grab on to the federal help, you know, and they just can't think of doing anything for themselves.
Well, they play both sides.
Well, now what?
They should play both
sides. Right. They just keep building great ties coming in here, and they just live in their next out of mile.
Cool.
And they're supporting us. What's the matter with these assholes? I understand. I don't want them to support us. But they should knock us.
Well,
with the main praise, that's bad.
If they could do something else. I had the president of Grumman, which is a family company, in 1968, wrote a letter to all his supervisors supporting you. I mean,
Jones does do that. He said in the article he's doing that. Yeah, he does.
They ought to get to their work. I got a hold of Larry's people and said, look, just get the top 20 and tell them if I got lay the law down.
The letter that I was most much interested in, what I am interested in, is how they handle the kind of pressure crews.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
That concerns me.
Well, especially that son of a bitch in North America
who is filled with disorder.
Yeah. Not Ben Rockwell. I think he's an anti-Nixon guy.
Who's that? Which one?
The North American Rockwell, vice president.
Oh, he's
manager of the Linwood plant.
Say he was a Democrat.
Yeah, I think he just voted his line. His line was nobody's any good or something.
Yeah, it's a.
And that's a congressman from that good.
Yeah, thank God we don't have to rely on the president.
Yeah.
Now he's going to be shaved up at that moment. I really mean that.
There's Rockwell, is one guy that certainly is.
Yeah,
so
and that's just a. That's
Rockwell has some guts.
You know, so he thought that kind of a guy does that sort of a thing should have his ass kicked out. Because that's not true. Because when the hell he broke our butts for Rockwell.
Sure. Well, that's the D1. They want to.
I thought so.
Which we fought through the Congress if they want to drop the D1.
Whoever wants to drop out.
Yeah, fine. Well, that was a poor piece of journalism, but I was going to say it would be
murder.
Especially
not related to labor.
But even on that, we've been pretty damn careful, thanks to Schultz.
have in terms of your strong defense and
how you work. But I mean, even on labor legislation, we killed a lot of kooky ideas in the Congress. There's Qatar and these other assholes want to put up.
They just say
they know that.
Oh, yeah.
They know that. Yeah. They're worse.
Right to work.
There are all sorts of crap out there. They know. Listen, that's the other thing, I forget. They know that we're going to be in. They know damn well if we're in and they're on the outside. We can kill them on that labor legislation. They don't want to have labor legislation. And we'll stop it.
Well, that was the real final sales point that Schultz used with these guys this morning.
Well, they're very smart because it would be to their serious disinterest to have you totally be holding on to anti-labor forces.
Right.
Just like the blacks are damn stupid to have you totally be holding to the anti-blacks.
They are looked upon as McGovern people. I just
especially now.
That's a
super break. That stupid telephone call, because that just saw.
How was it discovered?
They discovered it and announced it.
No, okay. They had a reporter who was from the LA Times who hit him with a question, and then when they were questioned,
a guy named Feldstein or something.
Right. They said, we're stopping it. As soon as we found out we're stopping it, well, they had a full-blown operation going in their office.
Right.
Yeah, and then they picked it up, just moved it somewhere else. So, you know, you can still charge, as Reagan did yesterday, Luce and others, that it's just a McGovern operation.
Usually the proof, though, where before you had a challengeable statement when you said those are McGovern demonstrators out there. Now you don't. There's no way to challenge it. You just finally say it, and there it is. At the dinner, I'm sure Reagan at some point, and Bob Hope probably would make some crack about it.
Particularly
the nuclear gas. They won't be CLA. Works it awfully well. They'll
keep more out there.
They'll put them on that island across from the hotel where they let them go. And they'll assign them, they'll allow them to have so many people, or as many as they want. I guess they let them flow up down below. They control them. They give them a place to say demonstrate the hell.
Remember what the Harris poll found about the demonstrators at the Republican convention? 62-15 thought that the police should have been rougher with them. It's not a negative to us at all.
Hang on that. And they can't get in. They aren't going to disrupt the event, the speaking, or any of that kind of stuff. Well, our kids will be out.
That's what I said here today. Probably a violent anti-communist piece.
trumps his Tanaka's visit to Japan. I mean, to Peking. Really does. Because there's the same scene again. Tanaka sitting in that same goddamn chair with the same cup of tea and Cho's waving his arms and everybody's back. That whole, remember when the president
restarted it. Hell, on TV last night, they said that he followed the precise format that you would follow. You led the way up to the same protocol when you arrived.
Development itself, I don't think has any impression on the American people much. But what it does is that, you know, it reminds someone else going to China, which replays the next visit to China. You see those scenes again. It's another shot of publicity out of China, which, from a timing viewpoint, is damn good.